Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're here live with African sugar enthusiasts. Josh Shapiro, Michelle Forrester, Matthew Borgeli, Poseidon on the ones and twos. We're going live for this one because we're going to use the channel a bit more. We're going to start going live.
Live. Okay.
Yeah, so people are going to...
I can't say my real opinions.
You could say them either way. You say them all the time, no? What does it matter if people get them 1 hour late or 1 hour early?
I'm just kidding.
No, no, she's into them now. She was talking about Pizzagate.
Oh, okay.
She says some pizza, if it's good enough, is worth the life of a child. That's her Pizzagate scandal.
I agree.
I mean, yeah, Hawaiian pizza.
So, but the Pizzagate, because you were talking about it before we started, whatever ended up happening with that?
I don't know. They said it was kind of like crazy. And then a few years later, they were like, no, it's kind of real. And then they were like, no, there's no way it's real. And they've gone back and forth on it. But it doesn't matter because they called out people.
Yeah.
I remember from Pizzagate, Anthony Weiner was called out. He was like a politician in New York.
Yeah,
then he got convicted after. So it's just like, even if the fucking pizza place didn't really have a connection to it, they called out people who then got in shit.
Yeah, that's what happened. The pizza place had nothing
remember
to do with
someone
it.
Someone stormed that pizza place thinking...
There was kids stored downstairs.
Upon hearing a rumor that they were trafficking children through it, they attacked the pizza place and there was nothing.
Do you remember how that started?
You're not going to find it. If they're they got fucking Chinese kids in the basement, they're not, you know what I mean?
They would have to be the worst. They would have to be the worst organized trafficking organization on the planet. But do you remember how that started? Do you remember the emails? It was the Podesta Obama Clinton emails. That's how that started.
Oh, right. Because that's what pizza.
Because it didn't make any sense.
Okay, that was how... It was leaked, right? It was through the email.
Yeah, because they got and then people at first, no one noticed, the journalists, but then it wrote that stuff, the Obama's like, I need $10,000 worth of hot dogs for this, and people are like, is he really ordering hot dogs? And then they dug deep, because it didn't make it, that's how this all started, was those emails that didn't make any sense. You remember that shit?
And it was from Obama. Obama sat there and typed out,
it was him. Podesta was asking for pizza, but it was like at weird times. It was like Obama's, it was like 2 a.m. He's like, yeah, I need you to send over this many hot dogs right now. And people are like, when you read it after, you're like, why the fuck would he ask for hot dogs at 2 a.m? So then they jumped to conclusions because we don't know.
Yeah.
They said, this is code for this. That's how that started.
So what is hot dogs code for?
We don't
presumably.
Know, but we don't know. But in that community, it was for like cocks and shit like that. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're creative. In that community. Because like, let's say right now you ask for something, I don't know, like for sure. Like he called this African sugar, for that tobacco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and you, when he said it, we didn't know it.
Right.
So let's
now,
say
in
our circle, let's say African sugar is something else. It's brown sugar, let's say.
Right.
So if somebody who's in his world hears you say African sugar, they're going to assume you mean that.
Yeah.
But you actually mean?
I just mean brown sugar in my coffee.
So we don't know. I don't know what Obama's into.
I want to get regular cancer. I don't want to get mouth cancer.
But I don't think Obama's like into kids and shit. Like I never got that vibe.
I mean, who knows, bro? I don't think
we'll ever know.
Yeah, that's not
one of those things where you'll never know.
You're just here to make a sed. You're never gonna find out.
No, it's just like it's one of those things where at that level you're just never gonna know how evil they are.
Yeah,
we'll know one day
maybe, but we
you always find out too late. You always find out like once they're like they got Alzheimer's, you know.
Yeah,
it sucks. You gotta get them while they're fucking still living their life.
Can you tell Poseidon about the train?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we have a plan because the episode's not going to be like released.
Josh has a plan
either. And other than it's a Patreon exclusive. So basically,
won't know.
I discovered a world record, new world record
that we can
first
break.
Set that we can break. I have like an inner conflict because
before you even mention your inner conflict, because it's a Jewish thing, you're always anxious.
Of course.
Poseidon, find Guinness World Record. Longest train drawing.
What?
That's this kid.
Just look up train drawing Guinness record.
Well, I don't think, is he a kid or an adult?
So he's 18.
Oh, he's an adult.
Okay, yeah.
So this man broke the world record for longest drawing of a train.
Is he legally an adult?
Yeah, he's 18.
And immediately I see this and I go, oh shit, this is like probably going to be so long. And I click on it and it's 21.3 meters.
Bro, that's not that long, Poseidon.
At all. Like, we can beat this easily. Now, it's just like, it's an autistic kid.
Oh, he's heavily autistic, yeah.
Well, heavily autistic. I mean, he's heavy.
No, but we looked it up. He had all kinds of other stuff.
Yes.
It wasn't just autism. There's exactly. like other diseases that he's
what
facing.
The drawing's there.
Rather, not diseases.
There it is. That's the drawing. We can definitely.
This to me is just like nice. This is like a nice piece of news. Do you remember when John Krasinski was doing like good news?
What the fuck is this?
And it was just kind of like pieces of like
Poseidon's losing
inspiring
stories. Poseidon's losing
well,
his
that's,
mind.
Well, that's the thing too, is that once we saw the train, we're like, I thought it was like, you know what I mean? His autism was focused in drawing. And
we thought it was
going to
be an
like,
amazing train.
Yeah. And it's just like what I would have imagined an autistic kid drew a train.
So basically, Poseidon, what we're saying is we're going to help you beat his record.
100%. I'm in.
Okay.
I don't think you guys can draw a better train than him, though.
We don't have to draw a better one.
I don't
we have
think
to draw
Poseidon
a longer
can
one
either.
I can draw a better train with my dick.
See?
We can't even hear that because it's not mic'd.
Okay, thank God. Good.
But I think, Poseidon, you need we'll help you, but you need to be the man representing us just because when it comes down to it, we don't want the news to say we built an autistic kid. What we're going to say is we supported our autistic kid, and he made a bigger train. And then you can go back and forth with this guy as a rivalry, like gangster rap online.
And then also, I got to say, Michelle called it out last time, but his mom literally got a nose job, like, the week of the train.
Well, I don't know if it's like, I don't know if she got a nose job or if she just got punched in the face. Yeah, I'm not sure.
What if you autism spazzed and just hit her in the nose? You know
that may
mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd love to see you guys go after an autistic person and a victim of domestic abuse.
Well, we won't go after them.
That'll be really excellent PR for all of your personal brands.
Michelle, that's where you're wrong. We're going after the record, not them. Just like they went after the record.
But like, what if he's really sad
when
you beat him?
What if now he's just like in limbo and he's like, what's the point? Yeah. I already have the record.
We're going to give meaning to his life. He's going to have to create a bigger train.
Do you guys think it was like a situation where his mom got a really long train ran on her and then he was like, a long train?
I'm glad today he doesn't have a mic.
Yeah, it's really
I was waiting for someone to make a train.
Yeah, but I was avoiding it because I don't know the mom. She could be a super nice lady.
No, she seems nice.
The tattoos
give it away. This fucking guy.
The tattoos. What do you have against tattoos?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
Yo, Borgelli, you got to talk more, bro. We gave you the mic so that he doesn't spew his nonsense.
I also like how Poseidon's like, bro, they got a tattoo. It's a fucking slut, bro. Yeah. Like, what?
Poseidon, don't you have tattoos?
I would be interested to see how long this took him to complete. Because maybe that's the bigger... Eat.
Well, no, it doesn't say. Maybe the requirements are like within a certain amount of time.
No,
it would
not.
Say it would be like longest train in 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
No, because sometimes there's requirements.
No. I mean, the record.
There's
it says it in the record. I know from the bell set. Like it says it in the record. The whole So basically, this would have said the longest drawn train in X amount of time. But this is just the longest drawing of a train, and it's not that long. We can beat this kid, this man.
There's
sorry,
always like there's always like rules.
I don't want to help.
Poseidon, you down?
I'm out.
I'll get you crayons. Bro.
I had an idea back in the day to try and beat the longest stand-up show ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I really want to do the solo one.
Because it has to be good?
No, it doesn't.
What's
it's
the longest
insanity.
Stand-up
show? Well, can you look it up, Poseidon?
Well,
longest
it,
stand-up
show
ever?
Didn't they used to do like the like in the 90s, weren't there comics that would just do like 3 hours?
No, Michelle, this is like 30 hours.
That's too much.
This is like insane.
Like a show or like one person? One dude did 30 hours.
Something like
that.
Well,
I heard that like, I don't know if it was like Robin Williams or Norm, but they used to do like three-hour shows and people would just listen.
Well, we did that on Friday at the...
Yeah. I watched
that's
a
doable,
video.
But not 30.
There's a video of Dave Chappelle doing 3 hours on YouTube. I watched it.
Oh, right. Dave Chappelle. Maybe like, it was so Dave Chappelle. It was
Eddie Griffin. So many people.
Did you watch a new special?
Yeah, it's great.
It was great.
Great.
Of Eddie Griffin's new special?
No, Chappelle. It just dropped.
Oh, I didn't. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it was amazing. And I only watched
40 hours and 8 minutes.
That's too much, bro.
David Scott. But it was a thing that he like, it was his thing that he would do, like, he would like try, you know?
But for the Chappelle thing, you saw it?
Yeah, it was great.
It was great. And the only reason why I watched it right away is because I saw the New York Post. They were commenting. They go, Dave Chappelle, his new special attacks gays and transgenders. I was like, oh, this sounds amazing. So then I watch and I was like, oh, they're fucking sensationalizing everything.
The last special.
He literally makes fun of everyone. And then, but there's people that if he makes fun of, then it's going to make the news. This is fucking crazy.
The last special I didn't like. I found that he was just like upset and kind of whining. And
this
special,
one was not. This one was having fun.
Actual just fun and jokes and
that
great.
Makes me feel better. That makes me want to watch it.
It was really like nice.
Because I hate when I watch a special and instead of it being funny, you can tell that the comic is just like mad about their situation right now or like mad at like.
Yeah.
The situation of comedy, and they're trying to like preach to the audience of like, let's just make like comedy what it was. Like, and it's just
not at all.
That's not your job.
He was just fucking around. Yeah, he was just fucking around.
It's really like, just so funny.
He's like, I did it. He goes, I said, he said something. I was dying of laughing. He said something about the gays, but the way he had said it anyways, it was very funny. It was very, and you could tell that he just doesn't give a fuck. He's like, I'm just fucking, I'm having fun. I don't care who you are. I'm going to make fun of everyone. Made fun of his Asian wife. Made fun of everyone. Made fun of blacks. You saw when he was unlocking the phone screen?
Josh is like, what am I?
Oh, doing? Yes. Anyways.
Did you watch it?
Okay.
Watched it was like 15.
And was it enough to keep you in or you left?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was just like 4 in the morning, so I fell asleep.
Right.
That was very good. I wasn't expecting it to be this good because of so many that he did back to back.
Yeah.
This one I liked.
We got to live through a comedy golden age. Like, this generation is going to be looked on as, like, one of the golden ages, like, with, like, the podcasting boom and everything.
Yeah.
And, like, Chappelle and his whole run and the whole career and all of
it. This asshole.
And I think music, too. I think, like, a lot of the music that's gone down and a lot of the shit that's happened, like, with it and where it came from. Like, I started listening to, like, some Odd Future songs. Do you guys know Odd Future?
No, but you told me you were just listening to Taylor Swift the past couple of weeks, so this surprises me.
Taylor Swift is always on the rotation. Always.
Are they, Odd Future is different from Future?
Yes. Okay. Future is just like one guy. Odd Future.
Like, is it Snoop Lion? Like, I was like, what are we
doing?
Oh,
yeah, maybe.
Odd Future is like the shortened name, actually. They had a much longer name.
Oh, okay. So it's like an ensemble group.
Yes. Yeah, so perfect. Cool. Yeah. So it's many people.
Oh.
Tyler, the Creator.
I don't know Tyler.
And Frank Ocean.
That's cool.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that they have a duo or a group. This is amazing.
This is when I was in high school. It was, we all loved it so much, but it's a type of music that everyone looked on. They're like, what is this stupid shit that kids are listening to? Okay. And then like two of the people come to be like some of the biggest artists ever.
I really like Frank Ocean.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
And I just like all the shit like holds up and it's just so cool. And there's, Lil Nas X also. Like, I'm not, Lil Nas X is not my favorite, but blew up to a degree that's crazy. Lil Nas X was a Nicki Minaj stan account before he blew up. And it was just all Nicki Minaj posts pretending to be Nicki Minaj. And the way he blew up was he just posted Old Town Road on the Nicki Minaj account and changed his name to Lil Nas X. And then he blew the fuck up. Billy Ray Cyrus did a cover and then they...
This fucking guy.
Like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fix it.
Someone's FaceTiming you. Or your FaceTiming
industry plant?
Huh?
You think he's an industry plant?
No,
Lil Nas X, no. He's a satanic plant, bro.
Who do you think's an industry plant?
I'll be right back. I'm going to take this FaceTime. Okay.
I think if you just post one song on Instagram and blow up, something's fishy.
No.
Because some people say Billie Eilish is an industry plant.
Billie Eilish has all the makings of an industry plant because of her parents and all. But... it's hard to industry plant. I mean, I think we're conflating industry plant with having access to like a betterment in your career. So she, I feel, just had access to a lot of shit other people didn't. So it moved her forward, helped her.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
She was also like 16 when she started.
Yeah, which is kind of...
I think 16 when she got big.
That's why you need help, right?
So 14, her and her brother.
I think she just got help.
Yeah.
But I don't think she was plant. Like, the industry wasn't like, yo, we're going to... put her in here and dominate. I think it's just she had the skills. She had the right parents for
it. She's like, I saw her live. She is, oh God.
And she's a child of the internet.
This summer, at Oceaga, I saw her perform and it like actually changed the way I think about like artists having a presence on stage. Like, she like changed my life. I know that's so like lame to say. This like crew of people, like when you look back and you're like, wow, now those people are so big. This reminds me of, I don't know if you guys used to watch like MTV's Guy Code or Girl Code.
Oh yeah, no, insane.
Actually insane. One of my favorite shows like when I was in high school, and then you look at it and it's like Charlamagne the God, Andrew Schultz, Chris DiStefano, like literally everyone, Carly Aquilino, like Jess Mapalooza, like every fucking comic right now that's big in New York City. They started off on like a random show called Girl Code.
But that was the good thing about MTV. Like, we don't have that here in Canada. A good show that'll promote and break out stars.
No.
That's what we need.
We really do.
Someone was telling me that we don't have a star system in Canada.
We don't. Only Quebec has a star system. Canada doesn't.
Okay, can you explain to me, like, how does the star system, like, really work? Like in Quebec, how does it work, for example?
So in Quebec, you have access to, because there's a star system, so people like Quebec content.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a stand-up comedian. There's a road up to, you go do shows.
Yeah.
There's a lot of managers and agents that go to open mics and go and...
Gotcha.
They want to find someone. They'll find you. They'll try to manage you. Then you can do acting. You could do commercials. You can do shows, which will then push your ticket sales. And it's all an ecosystem. They'll listen to you, like, I'm getting a script from Josh who performs there. And there's more respect because you're part of the star system. So you can actually, there's upward mobility with your talent.
Gotcha.
In Canada, that does not exist.
In Canada, the path is to go to the United States.
Yeah, exactly. You can be the best comic in Toronto, okay? The best one. Mm-hmm. There's no guarantee that someone's going to be like, oh, this guy's fucking amazing. Let's get him to write this. There's no guarantee. No.
Yeah.
So it's more of who you know. There's no way, you can't see a trajectory way up. Whereas in Quebec, you want to do stand-up, there's a school that helps you learn how to write, how to be a stand-up. You graduate from that class, just the ceremony of graduating, where you perform like 5 minutes, I think, everybody or whatever it is. You have agents waiting there to watch.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they, right after, they're like, okay, I like you. Let's work together. That does not exist in Canada. Yeah. You're just on your own. You figure it out as you go, which is what we're doing, right?
Mm-hmm. And just like, basically, I my whole point with it was that I think that it's because of the internet. And like how people got to just like have just such a, like, you're communicating with like the world from like, as like you're such a young age, you know, that you get so many, like my little sister is 12.
Brag.
And she understands so much of the world, like so many like little intricacies of like people and how people are, that it's like almost like, they're like learning like sociology, like at a much like higher level from such a young age, that like they're able to make, like, I noticed that like back in the day, it used to be the 27 club. Right now, if you look at the artist that blew the fuck up and died, it's like the 21 club.
Yeah.
Like XXX, Tentacion or whatever.
He was shot, no?
Yeah, he was killed in his car because he like-
Talk shit about Puff Daddy.
Posted that he had a bunch of cash and shit.
Wasn't Biggie super young too when he died?
I think
he was
so,
super
yeah.
big.
Yeah, but wasn't he like 19 or 21 or
20? No, he wasn't 19.
I'm not sure.
No,
I think he was 20, like 23, 24. But I remember like learning that this year and just being like, oh my God.
He just looked older.
In my head, I thought he was like
because of his voice.
Yeah.
But yeah, 22. Yeah.
It'd be a while. This
he was born the same year as me. No, he wasn't.
No, he was.
No. Oh, Faith
Evans. Died in 97.
No, he married Faith Evans from 94 to 97.
Okay, yeah.
So crazy. He's 25. Yeah, 25. That's
okay.
Still young, bro, to get shot.
And then Pop Smoke and Lil Peep, and like Lil Peep is not humongous, but like Lil Peep really was like had a strong impact on like a lot of music and people.
And Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD as well. 21.
This guy died. What happened to him?
Juice WRLD actually is the biggest one. I can't believe I missed it.
But he faked his death.
Oh, so he's alive.
I believe it too.
Maybe.
I feel like a lot of them did.
He basically the story was he had too many drugs going on a plane, so he took them all, overdosed, died. But
I mean,
sketchy circumstances.
But is he dead or?
Because he died on the same day as like a popular artist he mentioned in his biggest song, ever, like at the same age. And he also said right before he blew up, my goal is to get super big online, blow up, get rich, and fake my death in 2 years.
He literally tweeted it before anybody knew who he was.
I hope he faked his death.
No, it's yeah.
I hope so too.
It's just weird to die in an airport. He could have just went to Cuba or something.
And then, okay, you looked up Juice WRLD. Just scroll down beside it. Pick quick before you leave the page. Look at all those are literally, okay, other than Lil Uzi Vert, it's what I said, the three people who died at 21.
On the right?
Yeah.
Lil Peep. Wait, Lil Uzi Vert is alive.
No,
that's what he said. That's what, fuck, bro. It's okay.
People also search for.
Yeah.
Just saying, like, and I don't know. So it's just like, imagine it keeps going this way. Like, imagine we get to a point where, like, 15-year-olds are blowing the fuck up and, like, are the most talented artists in the world. Like, yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
So once it becomes, like, 2-year-olds, society's going to end. Like, you know? Like,
society's already on decline.
Hit the bottom.
Mm-hmm. So many people died this year. In 2023, I was, like, listening to the radio. I never listened to the radio, but they were kind of, like, summarizing who died in 2023. We lost a lot of, like...
kids to sudden heart attacks.
Big people. Shine for a couple years and fake my death.
Nice. Dude, that's what I want to do.
It's crazy.
I would fake my death 100%. How would you go out?
Well, if I say it, then I can't do it. Why you gotta fuck me like that?
I would just like actually kill myself.
Yeah,
you would pretend like you faked it and then just do it so no one gets sad.
You'd shoot yourself in the head. And you're like, you're supposed to get blanks. I'm like, well, it's too late now.
Gotcha.
Forge, would you fake your death?
No.
Good.
I also feel like it'd be too much stress to always look over your shoulder and like hide it.
Who cares?
That, no,
why would you be looking over your shoulder?
You never like sit in your life and think, I just want to blow this all up and like go and be a different person.
Because I'm Arab, dude. Come on. But no, not really. I don't know. I like who I am.
That's good.
I hate who he is.
Yeah, I mean, we all do.
We love him.
Yeah. No, I have that instinct all the time of just like blow up my life, go be a different person, start over.
Where would you live?
Like somewhere in South America.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Just go be like, I don't know, a housewife. Just like live
a housewife. She's always talking about how crazy that is. Like, I'm a feminist.
I support housewives.
In this modern day, they will not trap me in a house. And then she's like, I'm going to go and get trapped in a South American house. That's crazy. It's the opposite of what you want.
I know, but it would be different. It would be a different life.
No, it would be a good life is
what
I'm saying.
Did you just like watch a movie with like a Spanish dude that you were like, I need?
I was watching Sister of the Traveling Pants last night. And there's like the Greek guy, Kostos.
Yeah. Costas.
Costas, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kostos.
Very hot guy.
Yeah, Greeks. Go to Greece.
I've been to Greece. I love Greece.
That's what I'm saying. Go to Greece. Like live in Greece.
So
I'm not saying like visit.
I'll go to Greece and I'll be a housewife in Greece.
Oh, you would love that. The best food.
Yeah. She'd be making it. So.
Yeah, that's it. She'd be making it.
Okay, so the food wouldn't be good, but that'd be fun living in Greece.
Yeah, Lukomadis every day.
Lukomadis, yeah. But I wouldn't like it.
Why?
Me? I can't. I'm too used to the first world. I can't go to the second.
No. Yeah.
Is Greece second world?
Yeah. Okay. All of Europe is second world.
You could be very happy.
Europe is a second world.
I think you could like end in Greece. You could retire in Greece.
Retire, yeah. I'm going to go coach my fucking team. But retire for sure. But to live there now, it's impossible. Because every time I go, like I have a lot of fun. But I look at all the stuff that bugs me.
Yeah.
That is the same problem in all of Europe because they're the second world, no matter what they say. And the first world, there's only two countries. It's the U.S. and Canada. You can't get what we have here anywhere else.
What about Germany?
Germany's second world. It's the same thing. Germany's advanced, but they have the same stuff. This weird small housing, this weird everything's monitored. The way they... I fucking hate it, bro. I fucking hate it. I hate that I can't. Yeah. I like this. I like this openness. Okay.
What about That's Australia? Fair. Is Australia second world?
I never been to Australia.
Okay.
I would assume it's first.
They are very big comedy fans, supposedly.
Yeah. Australia, I would assume first.
They're dying for comedy.
But they're like the British in terms of their like censorship, the Aussies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
meaning?
It's like they get really upset over shit that you say. So I don't like that shit.
Oh,
either.
Really? Every Australian I've ever met is just saying whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, like, they'll say it, but the government doesn't like you saying it.
Oh, the government doesn't like you saying it.
I remember during COVID, it was when they had those, those were the first people that had those camps that they were sending you to if you had COVID. Do you remember that shit?
Oh, Australian. Easter Island.
I don't think they sent you to Easter Island if you had COVID. That would be amazing. But
no. What is Easter Island again?
Easter Island is its own place.
They just did it. No.
They have those giant heads.
It's an equivalent.
Oh, Christmas Island.
Kind
it was Christmas Island that they were sending people to when they had COVID.
That's insane. I think.
I could be wrong. I honestly could just be spouting bullshit because my roommate used to be from New Zealand. So I remember we had talked
New
about
Zealand
it.
Apparently is very nice too.
New Zealand is like the Canada of Australia.
Well, let's not attack New Zealand. Could you imagine where you get diagnosed with the flu and they fucking send you to an island?
Well, they just like send you there to quarantine, supposedly. I could be wrong, though. I could be really wrong.
Bro, that's insane. I didn't know it was an island.
Let's get everyone with COVID together, put them together, and see what happens to COVID.
I didn't know that. That's okay. That makes it even crazier than what I thought.
Well, just people would die. Some people would die, some people would survive, and then everyone would be free.
It's Lord of the Flies.
No, but when they go back, they bring that new COVID that they're all immune to back.
I don't think that's how disease
I hope
works.
It's not how it works.
But I don't think that's how disease works.
I hope we're wrong about the island because that seems insane
to
me.
They would quarantine them for 2 weeks, but like in a hotel.
Forced. Forced quarantine.
In a hotel, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have been in a hotel or an actual like little camp, but like
yeah,
online.
Yeah,
I don't think there's such thing as a consensual quarantine. I think that the whole concept of quarantining people is that they don't have a choice.
No, you could like self like I'm like no. I remember when it first started, people that felt a little sick were locking themselves in. That's a self-imposed quarantine. Yeah. You're not calling the government, be like, take me out of my house and bring me to a hotel.
Right, but the concept,
I'm just quarantining just in case.
They had the hotel. They had consensual. The hotels in Canada for people coming to visit.
Yeah,
it
they
was
did.
So
which
expensive.
Was yeah, and it was yeah. insane too. The
Insanely
way that whole thing
expensive.
Worked.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough about that fucking like.
Yeah.
I showed
so
Borges
Europe, I can't
last
live.
Night.
It's too tight. Europe is too small. I like this. I like the space of the first world. I like fucking around.
Speaking of living too tight, I showed Borges a video last night, Mr. Beast's newest video. Okay.
Good.
It's gotten to a point now where like YouTubers at the highest level are literally like doing like shit that was satirical years ago. Like, you know how like they used to make fun of influencers? They still do it in like cartoons and shit. Where like they're doing extreme shit. They're like, we're gonna go do this. His last video is in solitary confinement. For 7 days, no human connection, nothing whatsoever, nothing to do
Why
in the thing.
These were parodies before.
He starts the video and he goes, we're going to see how long it takes for me to go into psychosis.
Yeah, you just said, it's insane. And I saw this morning.
Yeah, because everyone's just trying to out-content each other.
Yeah.
And it's just like the guy got like 70 million views in 24 hours. Like, and the video is insane. He literally like I'm not going to ruin the video, but very quickly into it. They
you
have a doctor there.
I'm not going to watch it.
I guess, yeah. But just for the people watching, if they want to watch it, I won't say like what happens.
Well,
like,
he survives. I'll tell you he survives.
But he survives. So
he
at the beginning.
7 days.
Well, he has
no
to do 7 days.
No human interaction.
Nothing.
No phones. No nothing.
He doesn't know when his food's coming. So they send the food randomly and he has to open the thing to check. So he just goes and constantly checks. Bro, 12 hours in or 16 hours in the doctor watching him is like, these are early signs of psychosis right now.
Of course they've done they've done studies of putting people in like the shoe or whatever they call it. Like when they put you when you get in solitary confinement, they've literally done studies of like your brain changes.
Yeah,
it Forever? Changes your brain. So I think it depends how long you stay.
The doctor said when your brain does not receive information, it starts to create its own like hallucinations and theories and paranoia. Mm-hmm. And
would you do it?
I mean, bro, for $1 million, yeah.
For 100K.
Break your brain.
But the thing is I think because of my childhood, I'd be able to make it through.
I could sit alone for 7 days.
I was like grounded
so
often.
If you, if
often
you meditate
in, like,
and get through it, you could, yeah.
Yeah, I could live
you
inside
could,
my
you
head.
You have the, like, if you know how to practice, like, the things that will make your mental fortitude, like,
and if I know that there's an end, I know it's just 7 days.
Right.
Oh, it's there. If I'm in prison and I don't know when they're going to let me out, I might start going crazy.
Yeah, that's
But fair. If I know there's 7 days, bro, I'm living in my head, I'm writing, I'm just meditating.
I don't know if it was 7 days exactly. I think when I watched a documentary about Rikers, and they would, because Rikers, they just stopped having room. So they just started putting people in solitary because they didn't have any room.
That's insane.
So, and then they would call it, like, I think they called it like the ping, or like, or they nicknamed it something, because it literally is like the amount of time your brain just goes, it just like flips.
And bananas.
Like, and then it's like, I don't know, I guess at a certain point, maybe it could be reversible, but in some cases it's not.
I don't know. Some people went through COVID and they came out different forever. Some people went out.
True. So. Oh my God.
I feel like all of us came out a little different.
A little different, but some people.
Oof. Some people worse. Some people. I came out better.
I lost weight.
Definitely.
I have a bigger schlong.
Yeah.
True.
I gained weight and then became more introverted.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't like this before?
No.
Interesting. COVID got you.
Yeah.
George Asili has described this city the best way and this planet. We're in GTA. Something happened along the way and we're in a video game. Because all this shit, even Mr. Beast, the way he talks, it's like we're in, it's like this is a hyper-stylized version of what the world used to be. It's really completely crazy.
Well, I just think that this city is like such a corrupt city that it's like almost normal to have the corruption, that it makes sense that it's a GTA city, you know?
You know what I heard this morning? Right now on the radio coming in here, and I was like, oh, I got to mention this. I don't know how to talk about it, because I was laughing by myself. So there's a professional women's hockey league now in Canada, I guess. So I was like, it's cool, right? And
wait, they just got one?
Yeah, they just got one. I swear to God, I thought it existed.
I guess they just had like the Olympics and shit before.
I thought it existed. So I was like, okay, that's cool. That's a step up, right? It's professional league, so they're getting paid. So I'm driving and they're like, this was in French, like, we're on the phone with the head coach. And it's like, yesterday, you know, a great day. And I was like, holy fuck, but it was a professional league and Montreal already won the championship. That's insane. And what they're describing was not the championship. I realized is they won their first game yesterday. So it was all over the news that they won their first game.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, man, maybe they shouldn't hype up like the first game, they were like, it's an unbelievable moment. I was like, they shouldn't do this because it's going to lesser the brand, because then you're making them seem, it's like someone being like posting everywhere, like, I did my first open mic. I'm the next Chappelle.
Yeah, I'm the next.
You're like, shut the fuck up. Keep doing a couple of open mics.
Well, it's also just like, it presumes that like it's so crazy that women could play one soccer game.
But that's why it was just, hockey.
Oh, hockey.
Which they're good. Have you ever seen women's hockey?
Oh, yeah.
They're great. They can actually play ice hockey.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck? Like, what? This is a little, and then the coach is on. He's like, and then they were booing us because they were in the other city. I couldn't believe they were booing us. Like, bro, get ready. That's what professional sports are. They're going to fucking boo you. So the whole time, and then the guy's like, so what's the team name? They're already in a professional league. They play the first game. She's like, we haven't decided yet. We're spitballing a couple of names. You know how it is creating a name. It's like a baby. You have a baby, she goes, you got like four names. You can't decide right away. You give it. And I was like, you started the league. You played a game. You have to just like, where is this? She goes, we have pink jerseys, but we don't have a name. I was like, this is a GTA. This feels like I'm listening to the radio on Grand Theft Auto.
Can you imagine?
It sounds like they're making fun of, it's like a stereo. They're making fun of professional athlete women. Mm-hmm. We have pink jerseys, but no name yet. And this is the coach saying this.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that room of four girls trying to like disagreeing about a name. They're never gonna get a name.
Dude, the season started. They don't have a name.
I don't think it's the teammates that decide. It's probably like the owners and the managers. Sure. And they probably have to like find a name, then like find someone to name it after, then like go back in history, make sure that person didn't do anything kind of sketchy at any point.
Which is absurd. By the way, this whole that's why you can't do anything good. Even if they erect a statue, let's say of me now. In 100 years, some blue-haired bitch is going to take it down for some joke I said on the internet.
They should put it in museums. That's my stance on those.
So you can't take them down?
Don't destroy them because they're a piece of history, and we can't destroy parts of history because they inform future generations as to how things were and how society was. However, we can put them in museums. I think that's like a great compromise.
But also the statues.
A lot of people just like take the, statues and put them in places and keep them. And
you should, because so you're right. It was learn. Made. It's history.
So
it's art.
Like, yeah, so that society can continue and we can learn and stuff. Because we learn so much from, like, I don't know, even like the Greek ruins or like any of like Europe does a great job of like preserving history, right?
Yeah.
Like, and even if it maybe wasn't for the right reasons, we study it. We understand how they lived.
This is an interesting.
We don't have people. I mean, I guess we have the internet now. That'll help.
It's interesting that you bring this up because, I feel the same way that you should preserve history. But I think I think we're going in too deep. Like everyone now is like looking at whatever that person tweeted or whatever. But the representation of a statue normally is not for like the shitty thing. So let's say, for example, here people were mad at John A. McDonald. And they're like, he was a misogynist. You could call everybody misogynist from before 1970 if you want. So they go, Canada is a colony, kind of a colonizer, slave owner, all that shit. It's like, but the statue of John A. McDonald, if you read it, that's not what it's representing. That's not why people have it there. It's because it was the first Canadian prime minister. Mm-hmm. So what people are celebrating is just Canada as a country and it exists. They're not like, the Terry Fox statue? Terry Fox statue is because of the guts of someone that was dying, was on one leg to want to run across, to show determination of the human spirit. If we find out that he made an off-color joke, the people aren't going to be, we have to take it down because of that joke. That's not what it represents. It represents what he was, what the human spirit can do. That's all it represents. It doesn't represent every single thing he did in his life. So like the Johnny McDonald was always shocking to me when I heard people like going back. I was like, but That's not why the statue's there. The statue representing the start of Canada, the first prime minister.
Right.
It's not for everything. Because if we want to go back that way, we're not going to have any statues.
Yeah, I think it's like to honor. It depends. Like I think in the past, they would take a notable figure and honor the legacy of that of what that person did.
Exactly.
And so then the counter argument is, well, we're honoring the legacy of what they did, but they also did a lot of bad things. But
that's not what we're honoring.
I don't think it. I don't know.
Because or else it would always, you can always find something that's going to offend someone and then no statues will stand.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong? Is there, you no. find me the perfect human. I haven't found him yet.
Look, whoever walked into the building today at the same time as me,
yeah,
is definitely not a perfect human.
What happened?
So I go to the King fucking elevator. I fucking hit the button, bro, and they hit the button. Two elevators come down, open same time.
Nice.
I go, sick. We get our own elevators. They came in with me.
Okay.
Did you go in first?
Yeah. And they were like far away from me, and they walked over, and the one that was closer to them, and they walked in with me.
So I have a question for you.
And they went to the third floor.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why did it bother you?
Because then I had to stop on the way up.
Was
and
one going down? Fucking...
Was, that's what my question. Was one, when it pinged, it was one arrow down and one arrow up?
Because that happened.
Because that's what I... So if he saw... He's not going to go down. He doesn't want to go to the parking lot.
No, but you know what? Actually, no. The one that I was in was going down because you had to hit the button twice. Hit the button, didn't do anything because it was going supposed to go down, but then it leveled out. It stopped, and then we hit the button again.
So you got into the wrong elevator.
Yeah, you got in the wrong elevator.
They came in with me.
So you both made a mistake. I don't know why this guy's at fault.
His mistake was trusting you.
Yeah.
But why is he coming with me?
He trusted you. He's like, this guy must know something I don't understand.
We lucked out and got two separate elevators, and he's like, I'm coming with you.
He's a follower.
He's a follower. Yeah, some people are like that.
Just like, he's just, he's just on autopilot.
I got to say, Poseidon just tapped me. He's like, if you could say this for me.
Okay.
Team name is the Montreal Sweepers. You could use that one.
That would be
to.
Good for curling. That would be a good curling team name.
That would be a good curling
team. But it doesn't make sense for hockey.
Yeah, there's no sweepers in
Toronto
hockey.
Team or the there's Montreal like
not, there's a sweeper in soccer, but not hockey.
The Montreal Kitchenettes.
Kitchenettes.
Vancouver Dishwashers.
So is there other, like, is there
it's
like
just a Sri Lankan team?
Ontario team? Is there like an Ontario team?
Yeah, they went to face Ottawa.
It's the Brampton.
They got their first win on. And I was like, it's so weird because I'm like, I'm in my head, I'm like, I'm happy that Montreal won. I'm happy that there's a professional league so all the best players can get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, the way they're talking about it, they don't see it. But for people like me who would be interested in maybe watch, it turns me off because I'm like, you sound pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't talk to them. Let them win. And keep it mysterious and let people like the team. Stop saying stupid shit like you're not children. You're adults that play this fucking sport.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, like the female athletes that probably watch that were probably pretty pissed. Because I played professional sports, like high-level sports most of my life.
Imagine your coach talking like that on the radio.
Constantly had to deal with like the way that like your school brands you or whatever. Yeah. Forget the fact that like...
Oh, Michelle, you scored. Yeah. You'd lose your fucking shit. Yeah. Like, that's well, I'm playing a fucking game. Oh, that's so sweet. You're playing the other girls.
Yeah.
You'd lose your mind. No, I'm saying it. I'm getting mad.
Yeah. For sure.
Look at her. What happened to you? You have any fun stories like that?
When I played rugby in high school and I played rugby in CJEP. And then just the way that they would like announce the wins was just so silly. Like they would, our rugby team in high school, the guy team sucked. Like I think going back 10 years had not won like one championship. Meanwhile, the rugby girls team at my high school was like known for being the best rugby team. The coach was one of our gym teachers and he took it really seriously.
A lot
and,
of butch bitches in that school.
We had won like 5 years in a row and like every morning on the morning announcements, it would just be like, the boys worked so hard. They like, you know, they like another game, they lost. And the girls took the championship. And anyway, like,
this
lunch special is like, it would never, like, it was always an afterthought, even though we were like winning and like bringing honor to our school.
There's a good sketch idea there, too, of the guy announcing. He's like, and it's just, life is unfair. The gods are cruel. They worked so hard, these boys, and they just can't get a win. So the girls won their championship. But the boys, they're working so hard. And the universe just, if you're a religious person, you got to ask God, why is this happening to us?
Yeah, we would get more people come to see the girls' game than the guys' game after a certain point because
people like winners.
They were tired of watching the school lose, but all kinds of crazy stuff when you're a female.
You guys had a team name?
In high school, we were the Zulus, which
so you did have a team name.
Very, very, I would say now, pretty problematic.
Why would that be problematic? It's amazing.
Well, because
it was a warrior tribe.
It's a warrior tribe, but they would do a chant. The boys would do a chant at the beginning of the game that basically was like. In Zulu, but they didn't, or like in whatever native language the Zulu spoken, but it was like all about how to like, we're gonna like rape your wives. And like, so you have these like 16-year-old boys just like doing this like insane chant where like, we're coming into your town and we're gonna kill your wives and rape them.
And it was a real Zulu thing. I love that sharing of the cultures.
Based on a real, like, I think, or I don't know if it was real, but it was based on like a tribe chant that
it was probably real.
Yeah, that was when I played rugby in high school. And then at Dawson, I was part of the Blues.
Dawson team, Blues. You had team names.
Yeah.
At that level, at the amateur level.
Yeah.
So this professional hockey team that they're like, we're going to figure it out soon after the league's already started.
I wonder if they're fighting about over like a French name versus English name.
The way she made it sound, because it was in French, they're just like, we have four and we're spitballing. It was more like we just, it's what he said. They just can't come to an agreement. Like some people are like, we're going to be the Spitfires. The other one's like, no, we're not. We're going to be the Paddles or whatever the fucking. Mm-hmm.
But they figured it out. It's the Sweepers, no?
No, he wanted them to be the Sweepers.
Oh.
But that would have been a good curling team name.
That's why I kept going. I thought it was real. I thought they were actually the Sweepers. I was okay, I get it. No. They won their first game. They swept so far, but.
The mop manipulators. Like that.
Sweeping
so crazy,
bro. Terms. I thought it was like, you know.
If somebody would get away with sneaking that in, I would watch every game. If they would have a stupid sexist name and no one would notice, I would watch every game in support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what was the French male hockey team? Wasn't it the Rempart?
The French male hockey team?
Yeah, there was like a Quebec team, no?
No, Ramparts, the Ramparts.
The Rampart is an actual, I think it's QM.
Yeah, QMJHL.
Yeah, they're not women, they're dudes.
No, I know they're dudes, but I'm just saying that's the name
it's an actual team.
Of the French. That's
it's not
the
French,
name.
It's
Well, that's the name of the hockey team.
Yeah, there's the Rampart, yeah.
And it's in French. The name is French.
The Ramparts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Rampart an English word?
Yeah, you can say Ramparts. Can't
I'm
say
just
Ramparts.
Curious to see. Maybe they're trying to find a bilingual name, right?
But the Canadians, les Canadiens, Quebec Ramparts.
It is like bilingual.
Les habitants.
Ramparts.
Yeah, there we go. They actually didn't they win?
Ramparts.
Or they were in the finals. They actually have a good fucking team.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see what the female hockey team name is.
Poseidon. You're looking at the wrong thing. She just wanted to know if you can say Ramparts in English.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
yeah, it's spelled differently. It's Ramparts and then Rempart.
Yeah, because isn't in English, wouldn't it be R-A?
It is
R-A. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I'm not losing my mind. Yeah, so Ramparts.
Have you guys gone to a lot of concerts?
I've seen Megadeth like 5 times.
Oh, sick. Okay, that's your like, do you know all the words to like the Megadeth songs?
A lot are like I can't tell you. Like I know them, but if it starts playing, I know.
That's it. Okay, and like you sing along at the concert.
No, it feels gay.
I would love to see a video of Pentella singing along at a concert.
I have a video of me singing
at the concert.
I don't know if I sing
really
along.
Big venue, so like maybe it's a little bit disconnected.
I do it in soccer. So there's a video of me on Instagram in Athens going crazy at a soccer game yelling at the Belgian team.
Okay.
I think I was talking about fucking their moms.
I want to see you sing Lana Del Rey.
I don't know if I could. No, I could. I sing Lana Del Rey like in myself when I'm driving or whatever. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if at a concert... Like, because I sing it because I feel like singing it. Like, when I'm in the car and there's certain I'm like, this is...
It hits different in the car, though. It always hits different in the car.
I don't know. I'm being honest. No, I don't know if I was at a Lana Del Rey concert.
If you would feel like singing.
If I would feel like singing. If I would, I would sing. I'm not going to hide. It's fucking me, but I do whatever I want. But I don't know if I'd feel it. Because there's a lot of people I don't like 99% of the human population. So I don't know if I'm going to be comfortable around these mouth breathers.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I sing when I want to.
Yeah, but if I want to sing, I'll sing.
So when I was like 16 to like 20, I went to a bunch of concerts, like some of my favorite like artists. And they were just like small at the time, so we were able to go to all of them for cheap.
Yeah.
And me and my friends, we all go huge. It would be different every time. Olympia, Corona, whatever.
Metropolis.
Yeah, exactly. You know, everybody sang and they knew all the words to all the songs. And I didn't.
So fun.
I didn't know all the words to all the songs. I knew the ones that I knew.
Yeah, that's it.
So I would just mouth fake words.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's what everyone does.
But like they guaranteed knew. You know what I mean? And my mouth is not moving the way it's supposed to move.
Ooh, they're all high. Yeah, who's looking at your mouth?
And also what artists were you what artists were you going to see? Because some you can get away with. You know what I mean?
All rap,
yeah.
Start dropping N-bombs randomly, indiscriminately.
Wait, at a concert rap, do you drop the N-bomb?
I don't know. I don't remember. It literally takes me over. But when I went, when I saw Childish Gambino, I literally acted like a 4-year-old at first. Like it was I was jumping up and down. I couldn't believe it was real. It was just like, I black out.
Do you know Lil Yachty?
Yeah.
Okay. So like Lil Yachty's crowds are like pretty insane.
Yes.
But I didn't know that. So this summer, I was at Oceaga. They were like, Lil Yachty was performing. So I went in the crowd with my friend because she wanted to like really see, be in the crowd. And I had two drinks, like holding two drinks, and everyone around, and like it was getting like so like crammed, and everyone around me like looked at me like I was crazy, and I couldn't figure out why. I was like, why is everyone looking at me weird? And then I realized when the concert started that it was like such a mosh pit that they couldn't believe that I was like there holding two drinks. And so immediately it started, and like all over everything.
Were you wearing white?
No, I was not. I was wearing black, thank you.
Because if you were wearing white, they would have thought you did it on purpose. Like, yeah.
That's when I realized I was too old for concerts.
Oh, I don't go down no more. If I go to a concert, yeah. I have to have seats.
Same.
I don't like that. I go, no, you me, fucking peasants.
I used to be able to mosh.
When I was young, I would mosh.
To stand in the front, man, yeah. It's just the best. I don't like moshing. I just stand in the front. And like, I'll kind of like, I think like I'm not the biggest, but I'm big enough that like I can like defend a mosh, you know?
Like, for sure, I won't but get you in, get anxious like, when you're like in a crowd full of people, like, and there's like it's getting more and more packed. Because I was like freaking the, like, the fuck
in those
out.
Situations. I didn't. Maybe it's possible that I could in some situations, but there, like, I was just so happy. Like, it was just, you know.
Yeah, it was just a weird moment for me because, like, when I was younger, I loved that shit, yeah. And then it was like a moment where I was like, oh, my adult brain is really like,
that's fair.
This is a risk.
I haven't been in I so could long. Die. I'm much more of a grump now. He literally was laughing at me all night last night.
You're the grumpiest person of all time. You're crazy. George Costanza in real life.
Just for context, me and Josh just moved in together.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much of an anxious person Josh is. He gets home and he's trying to take a look at his bed. I have to do this. Just freaking out about every step.
Yeah.
Panicking everything. The whole night. Just fuck this.
Is your anxiety different from his anxiety? Because you're both anxious.
I think so. Different. Yeah. I had to put a carpet down and it didn't fit the way I wanted, and oh my god, I lost it.
He's like, why is God doing this to me? Why can't you know? He's literally, the words out of your mouth is, why does this have to happen? Why can't it just be normal? Like, just panicking. I'm just there watching, laughing my ass off.
It was a big thing for me that we needed separate bathrooms, and I was like, when we move in, we need like the bathrooms to be renovated because we need them to be a little bit newer, so it's not like clogged for years.
You clog a lot of bathrooms, you are.
Not me, I'm bald. We went to his bathroom where he starts snaking it. He got like this cup full of hair.
That's disgusting.
Oh, it was
gross.
Disgusting. You don't gotta tell us that.
The hairstyle changed. It was like braided hair, and it turned into like white hair, and then it turned into It was just,
it's bro, really like no. insanity.
Poseidon,
it's horrible.
Poseidon is Poseidon. You don't have to show us an image. We know what it looks like. It's disgusting.
Hey, that's our picture from last night.
Yeah,
it's actually not even close.
But the worst thing in Montreal is not claw. Poseidon. How do they filter the hair? Because Poseidon had figured out, or we had figured out together on the intellectuals, we need to change our filtration system in Montreal. Apparently, for a couple of years, we're outdated. And when they test it out, like our water, mm-hmm. You get like morning after pill residue,
our tap water,
extreme ejaculate residue. For real, crazy shit that used to be
extreme ejaculate.
Well, I drink tap water.
Poseidon, you remember this?
I drink tap water, and my friends make fun of me, but now I know that I'm getting extra protein, so it's fine.
You're getting extra lot.
I am getting.
And you don't need birth control, apparently.
You don't need birth control. So yeah, you have to. We have a lot of extra shit in our tap water here in Montreal, and we used to have clean. Or tap water, but apparently it's you have to keep renovating it.
What a trip, bro! They put the morning after pill in to counteract the cum.
No, they don't do it. It comes from her piss. It's from people
from the government. You get everything from their pipes.
Yeah, it's from people. It's from people's excrement. It's from people's excrement.
Excrement. Yeah. Ooh, yum!
You can't filter everything out.
Do you have a Brita filter? Are you a Brita bitch?
Bottled
water only.
Only. Right. Even my dog drinks Esca.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The environmentalists are for sure going to come for you.
Oh, I hope so. No. People have given me so much shit.
I hope they come in a car.
On their way. Oh, my God. Do you think that this is... We talked about this. Him and I talked about this the other night. We were all like...
You know what? The sex stuff?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna tell everyone that stuff. But this roommate situation is either going to be like the best or the worst.
Oh, no, I think it's going to be the best. I'll tell you why.
I hope it's good.
This is going to be a
con. But I heard Josh bullying Matt the other day, and I was like, I don't know. What? You were like, I was in the bathroom I overheard being like, wake up. You have to wake up at 8 a.m. And he's like,
oh, that's how he talks to everyone. He does it to me.
But you have to do it.
Yeah, I did have to do it. I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, and he had to do it. It was like we needed to move in that day, and he needed to come with the sublease. And I was like, I need you to be awake. Like, I'm doing the move and everything. And that's it. He thought I meant I need you to come to the place.
Well, I did have to come to the place.
In the end, yeah.
Birth control pill threatens fish population.
But I don't get it. Are people like throwing up their birth control? How is it getting in the water? You're supposed to take it.
I think from the piss, he said.
That's what they said.
Oh.
But
you're going to stop being a whore and you're going to save the fish.
I have to say that Matt and I are different personalities. So I think that it's going to balance well.
Oh, yeah. I'm just joking.
No. I know, but there's a lot
of... Patel did take side bets, but...
Estrogen flooding rivers. That's insane. But how much birth control is in there? Flooding rivers? That's fucking crazy.
Well, that's why no one can get hard.
Could you imagine?
Guys, we solved it.
Yeah. It's just a lot of estrogen. Yo, you two, I think it's going to make sense together because you also are going to have a content house because they have a room... Where they can just stream.
I'm kidding. I've seen the place. It's beautiful. I don't think you could even be unhappy in that apartment.
And the guy is so funny.
He
has these lights on the ceiling. We looked up. I found the prices after Rona. They were like $800 of just LED lights.
Nice.
And he goes, I'm going to come pick them up unless you guys want them. I'm like, look, it's your lights. We'll keep them. He's like, I just want to know that you guys are going to use them, have fun with them, and then I'm going to leave them.
They're sex lights?
No. They're just LED TikTok lights. He's just like, as long as you guys are going to use them for good use, I don't want them.
Oh, tell him, yeah.
No, he's showing us this amazing apartment. He's like, and look, this remote controls the lights. You can make them blue. You can make them red.
Oh, that's it, bro. Content house.
He takes us in the room, like my room, and he's like, and these lights here, I'm going to leave them if you guys want them. But then he's like really stressing with Borge. He's like, I just want to make sure you guys are going to use them. So I set it all up in the way that I want. And I go, Borge, take a picture and send it to him. The guy sent like 4 messages.
He's like, fuck yeah.
I knew I liked you guys. That's what I love to see. And it's like, there's like 10 panels and they're like $90 a panel. It's crazy. It's tiny. I would never spend that on those lights. And to be honest with you, like, you can't use them that often. You got to use them like at the right time of day.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I want to use those
sex
lights.
Have you lived with anyone before?
No.
Matt? Okay. And what? Have you?
Other than your girlfriend? My first apartment. We all had our own rooms with locks, but like, it was an apartment with 6 rooms, and so I had 5 other roommates.
Okay, how
many
was that?
Bathrooms?
2 bathrooms, and that was really like, I'll never do it again. Horrible.
5 guys, 2 bathrooms?
No, I was 19. Yeah. I was 19, so I kind of like enjoyed myself. You know, I was like having a good time in life, but like looking back, so gross. And near the end, there was a point where one of the bathrooms broke, so we were all using one bathroom, and there was one guy. Every night I would get home, not every night, but 3 nights a week, he'd be having a rave in our living room. He just loved railing ketamine and just like DJing. So like he would just be making beats, just
like a solo rave.
No, like a bunch of people, like just in the living room, and it was just like I didn't care. My room was all the way across the house; it didn't bother me. There was always something going on, and he was always in the other bathroom. Once he came to my bathroom, this guy. But you do that much ketamine, you got a lot of fucking schnot you got to get out the next day.
No, I don't want to know, bro.
Yeah, we don't need
disgusting. This guy wouldn't clean. It was crazy. Also, I used to be chilling in the living room. His room was right next to the living room. But this guy jerked off loud, bro.
Ah! Like how?
Just the slaps on the stroke, bro, to a level that I've, like, I don't think, like, that's crazy, you know?
And then after he's done, you hear him, he's like, yo, Joshy, you got any like polysporin or something? I burnt my dick.
And I was jerking off once or twice, and the guy in the room next to me banged on the wall. I couldn't tell if it was a coincidence or, you know.
That's weird. You're just with a bunch of dudes jerking off.
Well, no, we're in different rooms. Yeah, no worries.
Do we have to end this so you guys go start the other podcast?
Well, I think it's supposed to start at 2:30.
All right.
But we had a good time anyways.
I had a great time with you guys. Yeah.
Is that the noise you made?
So Michelle's going to record a podcast right now. And every Friday on this channel or on audio, if you look at it, Is It Me is a podcast that includes the 3 people that are on this show right now. Mm-hmm. On the ones and twos, Matthew Borgelli. We got Josh as the host with Michelle. You guys host that shit together.
Yeah. And I just want to add, Borge and I are going to be pumping out shit. We're going to be live streaming a lot from the place. So, like, for the people who really do like this and like the Montreal comedy scene, you're going to get to see Borges and I streaming, and all of the characters pop in at certain points. You never know who's going to be there. It's going to be fucking sick.
This Friday, Secret Show, the lineup is not even full. It's not even fully completed, and it's already super fun. Chris Ramsey is going to be there doing magic.
Best show of the week.
Quinn Legault, I'm putting on. So we're going to have, it's going to be an awesome lineup. 11 p.m. Friday nights, every Friday at the Third Floor Comedy Club. That's where it's at. Michelle, anything? We've already plugged your show for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, while you were away.
Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
happy
you.
To be here.
How's the WAS?
Good. Both of them are here.
Poseidon has been adding old content to his YouTube channel and his Instagram. He's constantly posting. He's live streaming. 2024 is supposed to be the influencer era of Poseidon. So in 2024, you're going to see a lot more of Poseidon influencing the youths on the internet. Am I right, Poseidon?
Scary future, but here we are.
It's his influencer stage.
I like how he does that mic, so he's yelling.
It's amazing.
Can you imagine Poseidon live streaming with like Neon and Eden Ross?
Oh, dude, that's what's going to happen.
IRL streaming with them.
That's what's going to happen.
But he'd be one that they kick out. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't.
No, he's thinking, what are you talking about? He could stream with security. You. He could secure you. Yeah, he could do so much. Why would you kick him out?
Not us. Aiden Ross and whatever.
They could try to kick him out. He's going to eat Aiden Ross.
He'd get pepper sprayed by a hooker in the house with that. They'd be like, that'd be amazing. What's going on with you?
He's going to get swatted. Yeah. He's going to take on the SWAT team. I know my rights. A black man, I know my rights.
They're going to be like, Poseidon, so we're getting swatted right now, which means you got to lie down on the floor and be like, but bro, I'm not fucking lying down for nobody.
Yeah, yeah. Runs do I look like a pussy?
Imagine Poseidon and Fousey Tube in the same room.
Guido and Fousey Tube in the same room.
We need an update.
I don't know what to do.
On Fousey Tube.
Bro, Fousey just got his Kick contract. He's
out. So he's fine.
Yeah, we needed.
He just got his money from Kick. He's good to go. I don't know. No.
Isn't that what he was supposed to get?
No. He definitely did not get anything near what he thought he was going to get. I would assume he got 15 mil 2 years. That would be my guess.
Okay, that's amazing.
Amazing.
1 mil 2 years.
Yo, he thought 70 mil.
Before we go, Steve Will Do It, you know him?
Yes.
He seems, from everything I could see, like a genuinely nice dude. Like, that's what I could see from the videos. He seems like a nice guy.
I love him so much, but psycho.
But I heard that the reason why he got banned from YouTube... So I thought he must have done something extreme. He must have went on and...
He was wearing a hat that said steak.com, and they warned him multiple times not to advertise steak without putting that it was an ad.
Okay, that's... Because the way it was... I saw videos. Apparently, it wasn't even a hat. It was he had posted a video on his second channel of him playing...
On the second channel.
And on the... But you're allowed to play on steak.com. It wrote steak.com because that's what it shows. And they banned his channel.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how do you allow someone to stream steak.com but not show their logo?
His practices of advertising gambling were not all above board. I don't agree with some of the shit that he did, even though I like the guy.
So maybe they just needed to get him.
That's what it sounds like.
They warned him so many times. He said it. He was like, they warned me so many times. He's upset. He's like, they shouldn't have banned me for this, but they warned him so many times.
But just so everybody can understand, what they did end up banning him for was the fact that steak.com was visible on the video.
Yeah.
But he's allowed to stream on steak. That's what doesn't make sense.
He's getting paid by them.
Okay.
Okay, and legally, he has to write, this is an ad. So he did
again,
an ad.
Again, you're not answering what I'm saying. The reason why they banned him is because it wrote steak.com because you could see the logo.
And he's getting paid for that and not disclosing it.
But if he didn't show the logo and he was still streaming, all the other videos,
they
were fine.
Because they told him you cannot advertise a website. So if he's getting paid for it and whatever,
but
they
he's streaming
really
on the
it.
Website.
But it doesn't matter. They told him you're not allowed the .com.
Okay, but that's what I'm trying to tell you.
And
so
he blacked out the .com in a few videos.
And his editor forgot to black it out on another
Or left it. It doesn't, at and a that's certain the point, one, he got so many warnings. It's
and
like,
that's the one that got him.
Yeah.
But so you're allowed to stream. So people know what you're streaming. But if it shows the logo.
It's the same thing on Twitch.
Those like legal things.
You know what I mean? Like, Twitch, isn't it weird?
It's silly.
Twitch,
it's silly.
Twitch updated their rules. But like, so for example.
Twitch has naked chicks now.
Okay.
No, but it's like cigarettes. Like, you can smoke a cigarette, but you can't advertise cigarettes. I think it's the same thing. They don't want you to advertise. Like, you can't be like, oh, Demoriers, but you could smoke a cigarette in a YouTube video. So I think it's similar. Okay, yeah.
On Twitch, I can stream on certain casinos. I can't put a link to it in my chat.
Correct.
I can't show, like, I can't, like, go, hey, guys, go to this link. You're not allowed to do that. But they can see the name of the casino. They could see. I could put the logo of the casino up. But if I'm getting paid, I have to put hashtag ad.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. And there's certain rules.
But just what I'm saying is, agreements. I think
his wasn't that he didn't put hashtag. What they're saying is the reason they gave him for banning him is not because he didn't disclose it was an ad. What they said is we banned you because we could see the logo.
And he didn't disclose that it was an ad.
Okay, but that's not. I saw the video of him and other people talking about it. Yeah. That's not what they said.
But it is. I bro.
Okay, I'm just saying what he said on the videos. I saw it last week. He said it's because you could see the steak.com. So then I was like, oh fuck, maybe you're not allowed to stream it. And then he goes, you're allowed to stream it. You're allowed, but because on the top it wasn't blocked out.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, why would you allow someone to stream something, but you don't allow them the logo to be visible? That's what confuses me.
The logo is allowed to be visible. Steak.com. Steak without the .com is allowed. But steak.com is not allowed.
Again, that doesn't make sense to me either.
But it's the rules. It's what it is.
I know. I'm just saying, can we question when rules don't make sense?
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying that in this situation, he was told, don't do this.
Okay. Because I'm just saying, there was a time where there was two different water fountains for black and white. And then someone said, you realize it's the same fucking, what are we doing? It's the same. This is insane.
For sure.
For sure.
Like someone has to call insane shit out.
It's also good to question things and be critical for sure. But I think that's a situation where it's just like,
I think they didn't like him and they wanted to get rid of him.
Well, there's also like, you just have terms and agreements when you do anything. Like
if they don't like you and want to get rid of you, don't do what they're literally asking you multiple times not to do.
They probably have a legal department.
He's an idiot.
Is he a good dude? Because he seems good, but I haven't seen all his content.
Who knows?
I think he's generous. I don't know about him behind the scenes.
And generosity, he's making money on all the money he's giving out. You'll never know. You know what I mean? It's really just, I enjoy the guy. And I think that at the end of the day, anyone who's putting that much like crazy shit out there usually ends up being not a bad person, in my opinion.
How old was he when he popped off? Because he got famous from just chugging bottles
like
of 18. Alcohol.
He was 18.
Yeah, I saw an interview. Jack Daniels and then they said, so you drink, and then he said, and you're an alcoholic. And then he said, well, it's kind of, he said on the news at the time, he goes, it's kind of a character. It's not all real. Like, we're exaggerating.
Yeah, of course.
But it's not.
And I was like, oh, at least he said that.
It's not. But I've seen the guy drunk on stream so many times. Blacked out, whatever.
I'm just saying what he said in that interview. Yeah. All right, so PantelisComedy.com, Patreon.com/Pantelis. Michelle's podcast, Is It Me?, every Friday on audio and on video on this very channel. Burgels, they could also catch at the Third Floor Comedy Club. Yep. You're always there. You're tending bar and you're
every
telling
Thursday,
jokes.
Every Thursday, every Tuesday.
Yeah.
You, Joshy, you and him are going to start streaming in your content house.
Yeah.
Content house.
Content
house.
Love it.
We're going to share the links. Maybe I'll do a stream from this channel over there so we could hype it up in the beginning.
Sounds cool.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Poseidon.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.